Global macro signals heading into the new day point to steady but uneven growth across regions, with inflation generally easing and policy turning more supportive into 2026. In the U.S., growth remains relatively resilient at around 2%, underpinned by consumer spending, business investment, and AI-driven productivity, while moderating inflation keeps the Fed on track for potential rate cuts later next year, despite risks from trade and global uncertainty. The euro area is set for modest growth near 1.3%, supported by German fiscal stimulus and resilient services activity, though manufacturing weakness, tariffs, and fiscal strains, especially in France, remain headwinds, with the ECB likely on hold through at least the first half of 2026. The UK faces softer growth around 1.2 to 1.3% as fiscal tightening and weak productivity weigh on demand, but easing inflation could open the door to rate cuts by mid-2026. Japan's outlook is comparatively stable, with growth near 1.3%, supported by fiscal stimulus, improving capex and exports, while the BOJ stays dovish amid lingering structural challenges and tariff risks. Australia is expected to grow just above 2%, helped by household consumption and firmer commodity prices, though sticky inflation and tight labor markets may limit further easing. New Zealand's recovery remains gradual, with growth around 1.1 to 1.3% as lower rates support investment, but productivity and global trade risks persist. In China, late 2025 data show tentative signs of stabilization, with PMIs back in expansion and markets responding positively, yet the recovery is uneven and still reliant on policy support. Growth is expected to slow to around 4.5% in 2026, with domestic consumption crucial as property weakness, trade frictions, and geopolitical risks continue to weigh on the outlook. That's all for now.